League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. Our final hour here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, not of our lives, but just today, and then Mopey and Mapes and the rest of the lineup. And we want to remind you once again, get to ESPN975.com and sign up for our golf tournament. It is awesome. It is on Fat Tuesday, Mardi Gras. It is the last day that everybody drinks. So we want you there. Put in the promo code EARLYBIRD to spend less money. But if you, I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. We're going to tee off at about 10:30. We want you out there. Have fun. We've got Valencia's Tex-Mex. We've got Carbot Brewery. It is a good time had by all. Everybody has a great time, so we want you to come on out and hang out with us at Wildcat Golf Club. Food, drinks, everything. Let's go. For all for just $97. I mean, that is, you're not going to get that kind of deal anywhere. You're not. You're just not getting that deal. Because whatever the green fee is, plus you're adding breakfast and lunch and drinks to it. What? Are you kidding? And then we're going to have all kinds of sponsors out there, and they give away all kinds of great stuff. It's fun. Let's go. 713-780-3776 is the number. We started the show this morning with Alex Bregman. And for those of you that weren't here at the beginning of the show, Alex Bregman has moved over to Boston. Alex Cora watched Alex Bregman for years play third base here. He saw Alex Bregman be a Gold Glove third baseman here. But Rafael Devers is their third baseman there. Well, Rafael Devers, every year, leads the league. He's the best in most errors. He is the most error guy at third base in the league. Last 5 years, he's given up 80 runs. So it makes sense that Alex Bregman going over there, well, maybe Rafael Devers moves to DH. Well, here is the exchange yesterday between Rafael Devers and the media about possibly moving to DH to make way for Alex Bregman to play third base.
So are you saying if they ask you to DH, you won't do it?
No.
Can you expand on that?
I play third.
So, isn't it their decision, though? Like, isn't it the Red Sox decision, or is it a mutual thing, or?
Well, as a matter of fact, it's not a mutual thing, because Alex Cora was asked about Rafael Devers not wanting to get off. I play third. He was asked about I play third, and here was Alex Cora's response.
He said when he signed the long-term extension that you guys said that he'd be the third baseman long-term. Do you think the relationship is strained right now? He doesn't seem happy that, like, the team has gone back on their word. Strained between
different people here, right? There's a different leader here. So, you know, Haim is in St. Louis right now.
I love it. So that is so much fun.
What he basically said was, so? Yeah. Well, he said he's upset because you may have gone back on your thing. And you said that he's going to be third. He played third. So?
But I played third.
Did you But you feel like you're going, so you're going back on it? So? And? That's not me. That's not my, That's not my guy. My guy's Alex Bregman. My guy's on third. My team is on the court. Alex Bregman's my guy. Third base. Good for Breggy. I don't love that he's going to Boston. I'd rather he just died a slow death up in Toronto like George. Even though I love them, I mean that, you know, I mean that obviously figuratively. Just watch their careers just kind of like, just quietly not impact us. And they can have, I mean, they can do really well. That's fine. I just wanted to have no impact on the Astros. That's all. No offense, guys. I don't want you coming back to harm us. Same thing with Carlos Correa. Carlos Correa is not pointing at his watch against the Astros. No. There's nothing. Carlos has never harmed us. He's not in position to harm us.
I just love. He had a guy here in Altuve who he literally loves that guy, and he would move just to get him back here. And then he's got Devers. Diva. And he's got Rafael Diva, who won't get off third base, and is the worst third baseman in baseball.
I play third.
Well, yeah, no, you're still going to. We're just going to use you to hit sometimes. But you still play third.
Yeah.
You still play third, sir. You won't have to field as much this year.
Listen, when you are in the field, you'll play third. But otherwise, you're going to DH.
Yeah. But you play third. Yeah, we're going to, the roster, we're going to list you as a third baseman.
Right.
On the team website.
Some guys, you can't get into games because they like to be a part of the game. They don't want to just sit there for, and not play the field.
Like your boy Jordan.
Jordan doesn't love it, but now Jordan says, put me and keep me there. You know what?
You know what I say? If I'm Dana Brown, James Click isn't here anymore.
Yeah.
Dusty's not here anymore, Jordan. Sorry.
Yeah. So, listen, I play third.
I play third.
Okay, this just came down. NFL fan base tier list. And here are the categories. The best fans, great fans, okay fans, insufferable,
ooh,
and non-existent.
Non-existent, Jacksonville. Oh, is this NFL?
Yeah, there are five non-existent. Yes.
Okay, so Jacksonville's one. Carolina, two.
Carolina's there.
Jacksonville?
Jacksonville's there.
Okay.
Duval.
Duval. One of them's really obvious.
It's not the Bengals. Hold on. Let me go. Not the East. In the AFC East. Not the AFC East. Not the NFC East. Not the NFC... not the NFC South. Tennessee?
Tennessee is not. They have... No.
You can't say the Raiders. Chargers.
Chargers are there.
Not the Rams, though, right?
Not the Rams. The Cardinals, Arizona, and the Commanders.
Oh, Commanders. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, those are the non-existent. I think you can name the insufferable.
Insufferable is going to definitely be Philadelphia.
Yep.
And Dallas.
There's three more.
Okay, Philadelphia and Dallas. I'm going to say, I don't think Ravens are in there. What about 12s? What about Seattle? They're kind of annoying.
Nope.
Okay. 49ers.
Nope.
Well, they'll
Chiefs.
Okay, because they win. Bills are fine. Jets, no one cares. Dolphins, no one cares. Are the Dolphins in the doesn't exist?
No, they're just, no. And you know what? They should be, but
not
they're.
Not Falcons, not Bucks, not Hootays. I don't think it's Steeler fans. Who is it?
It's Giants.
Oh,
geez. And Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Patriots.
Yeah, actually, that's a good list.
Basically, it's if you win or you're the Cowboys. One of those two.
Or the Giants.
Well, the Giants have got a couple of Super Bowls in the last.
It's been a while.
Okay, fans. Dolphins. Well, I don't know about this.
Okay, fans?
Just okay fans.
Well, they're going to have
base
because they were a national team years ago, and that gets passed down from generation to generation, your fandom. Like, they were a great team in the 70s, so people who grew up being Dolphin fans then probably pass it down to their kids. I've seen that.
Do you really think it's a good fan base, though?
I think it's a more national fan base than you think because of their history, that okay. people will root for them because of it being passed down from their parents. They're fine.
Yeah, it's a while ago now, though.
Yeah, but I mean, fandom gets passed down from kids to from parents to their kids, and it lasts.
But I think this is more, and I don't agree with one of these. I think this is more, you know, yeah, they do have a history, and they do have a, but they're not showing up now. Okay? They're not really supporting the team now. The Bears are in this, okay, fans. The Raiders, the Falcons, the Jets, the Rams, and the Broncos, which I'm not sure I agree with the Broncos. They are still selling. They're still the number one attraction in Denver, and it's not even close. So I'm not sure that they're in there. How about this? Great fans. Saints, Ravens, Bengals, Bucks, 49ers, Browns, Texans, Steelers, Tennessee, and Indy.
And what list is that?
This is the great fans.
I don't know that I consider our fans great. I think we're good.
Yeah.
I don't know about great. I just don't think we've had enough opportunities to get hyped. Like, I almost think it's not really the fans' fault. What exactly has this organization really built to a fever pitch?
Yeah. Well, you know, forever they had the waiting list. They sold out every game. Not that everybody showed up, but I think that's a part of it, too. I mean, even still, it's hard to get people to go out there and be, you know, and get behind them. I mean, I wouldn't say this is a great fan base. It's nice. That's great that they think like that. But I would think Denver is a better fan base. I mean, Denver, when Denver played here, they had half the stadium here. I mean, so I don't know.
Bill O'Brien blamed Denver fans for his outburst, remember? They were so fervent in their belief in their team that they forced our former head coach to curse him out.
Yeah, right.
At least by his story.
And then the best fans, Lions, Vikings, Bills, Packers, Seahawks.
The Vikings?
Lions, Vikings. Yeah, they do all that skull stuff.
They are. They're
active. They're active, yeah. Without being too annoying, I don't think. Vikings and Packers, the old. And then who else? Lions?
Bills.
Yeah, Bills Lions, fans Seahawks. Are good ones. Are Lions, isn't this a kind of a Johnny come lately? Have they always been good? And Seahawks are good. Yeah, they're good fans.
Do the people who made this list know that that Texan fans have been asked by the head coach and the quarterback in multiple ways to show up to games?
I don't think they do.
Can you guys please come out?
Yeah. Do they know that exists?
Hey, CJ, what's it like in your rookie year? Man, this has been great. We just feel really blessed. I got to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for putting me in position to ask the fans to come to games, which is what I'm doing currently. This is really going to get hyped. Man, we are getting so hyped here, and it's going to really get hyped when the fans, you know, hopefully they'll come out to the next game. When he said that as a rookie, I was like, they'll come, CJ. It's just going to take a little while. We just got through with Cully and Lovey and Bill O'Brien and Jack Easterby. So it's just going to take a little while, CJ, but it'll be fine. People will come to games. And by the end of last year, they were going to games. They were at the playoffs. Don't worry, we'll be there at the playoffs. Everything's fine.
Right.
Do people not yell swarm?
They do yell swarm.
Do people not yell first down?
That's another Texans.
First down. This is why we're on the best fans. Yes.
Yeah.
When they sell their tickets to opposing fans?
Well,
where does that rank you?
Put you on okay fans.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, why the hell is all the Patriots fans here? Swarm. I play dirt.
Yeah.
Hey, you better not sell your tickets to the other fan base and make up enough money to recoup most of your season ticket cost. Hey, I play dirt. You do what you do, Texans.
And when they ask Texans fans to not do that, this is what they say.
I don't know where that comes, where that's from. I just don't know. I just don't know, Dale. That's ridiculous. Playing that in this situation, in this economy.
I could play this.
You know the price of eggs right now, and you're playing that?
Yeah. You Have you seen the price of eggs? And you're playing this economy?
But I haven't because the stores ripped down the prices because there are no more eggs to sell. So I don't see the price of eggs.
There are just at the store the other day. It was expensive.
I saw Costco. I saw people running, but they're in the Costco buying droves of eggs.
I know. Like, do you had people to buy them really all, eat this,
like paper towels.
This many eggs? Yeah. No, just like when COVID hit and there's a run on paper towels.
Yeah.
You're like, they're threatening you. You had to wipe your butt with leaves outside. Like,
you had to go outside.
Like, what are we doing? Why are y'all hoarding the paper, the toilet paper?
Because we won't have them.
We're not. COVID's going to eat the toilet paper. Oh, no. Nicole, hurry up. Mary, you couldn't get hand sanitizer for like 7 months?
Well, at least that made some sense.
Some guy that was running bootleg hand sanitizer somewhere. He's popping trunk and selling hand sanitizer and toilet paper. Those guys were hustlers. And your boy Chad, what did he do, John?
What? What did he do?
Mask. The guy who bought masks. Remember, Chad was smart.
Oh, he did. Yeah. He had boatloads from China come in. Oh, yeah. My boy knows how to make money. That's for sure. That is for sure.
What you think?
All right, we got a break.
Is the pandemic coming? Order a mask from the Chinese.
Oh, listen. If there's a gigantic oil spill, Chad.
CEP. CEP sorbents.
As long as there's something that is catastrophic, Chad is making some money now.
CEP sorbents and masks.
That's right. That's right. Hey, John Daspit, hopefully something catastrophic didn't happen to you, but John Daspit is here for you.
Yeah, actually, it happens all the time, unfortunately. People at work who lose limbs, loss of life. You know, John Daspit has had to work with families who have had a breadwinner, a father, a husband, lose his life or her life at a workplace where it's a dangerous workplace, but there was negligence that ended up resulting in loss of life. And you now have to deal with an unbelievably difficult situation of not just dealing with the grief of losing a loved one, but also moving forward afterwards to make sure that that family is okay. And that's what John Daspit and his law firm, that they do so well, is they work with you on those catastrophic issues where they will make sure that the insurance company does the right thing. And the right thing is going to be taking care of every possible cost now and in the future when you lose that loved one through someone else's negligence. And he gets strong results. I'm just going to say it flat out. Winning is not enough for John Daspit, but he is going to run up the score if he needs to, because he's going to make sure that you are taken care of. And he doesn't care about the insurance companies. They are in cahoots a lot of times with some personal injury lawyers because they just want to get things settled quickly and move on to the next case. And trust me, those insurance companies love working with certain personal injury lawyers. They don't love working against John Daspit, because John Daspit's going to fight for you. Not for them, but for you. And he's going to put on a good fight, and that guy has an amazing winning percentage. 713-CALL-NOW. That's a phone number. If something catastrophic or something just major happens to you on the roadway, the workplace, there's loss of property, there's so many different things that you need to take a look at DaspitLaw.com. But just know, when it's time to make that call, 713-CALL-NOW.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. If you'd like to get in here, 713-780-3776 to hang out with us. We talked a lot of Texans. We talked a lot of Alex Bregman and Rafael Devers. We've talked a lot about a lot of different stuff. Anything that you want to get in, but I would hurry because we're running. This show is running out of time. You got Dell's show coming up next. You've got all day, all right here on ESPN 97.5. Thanks for joining us this morning here on the show. Is there anything that we might have missed that you might like to talk about? You can do that as well.
Did you see Caitlin Clark's agent?
Yeah. I think he's right.
Yeah, he's – well, no, he's 100% right. Her agent –
did you see
Aaron,
how much she made Indianapolis?
Is Aaron Kane – Aaron Kane might be a female, actually.
Did you see what she generated for the city of Indianapolis?
No.
$36 million. almost 27% of the league's economic activity was due directly to Caitlin Clark.
How do they figure that?
More people, all the people that came, all the people that, I guess, watched their broadcasts.
But you're saying economic impact for the
City of Indianapolis.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious how they figure that out.
Well, it was Steele pointed to an Indianapolis Star interview with an Indiana University Columbus economist that estimated she generated that for the city.
Well, no, I'm sure that that's where it came from. I always wonder, I've seen that with the impact of a Super Bowl, the impact of a World Cup, now the impact of Caitlin Clark. I'm trying to figure out how they figure it. I'm sure there's a way that they do it, because you can't say, okay, well, parking is this. Well, I guess separate parking lots, aside from the ones that are owned by the team, yes, that's technically for the city, even though it's not really. I mean, it's really for one parking lot owner and maybe some of the employees that they hire. So it's not a big impact. But restaurants, bars, hotels, those are typically rental cars. Those are typically the big hitters. And I'm wondering, is there a bunch of people who come from out of town to Indiana games? Like, I don't feel like that would be the case.
I don't know what he based it on. He's an expert economist. Although, you know,
well, but I've dabbled.
Yeah. So, but here's something. I wasn't aware of this. WNBA players have opted out of their collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
And now they have October 31st as a deadline to avoid a potential work stoppage. I said it last year, it's dumb. We all signed a collective bargaining agreement before the TV deal came out. And then the TV deal comes out, and before Caitlin Clark comes out, they do a TV deal. It's like, wow, y'all are losing a bunch of money here.
Caitlin Clark is so much like Tiger Woods. It's unbelievable. Now, yes. Tiger is better in terms of, like, Asia Wilson, like, Tiger very quickly was the best player in golf. Caitlin Clark is not the best player in basketball, but her impact is very Tiger-like in that when Tiger came aboard, brand new people started watching a product that hadn't watched before, and the amount of money that was generated for the purses was astronomically higher. And the same thing is happening with Caitlin Clark. She, the highest attendance in more than 20 years, her first year in the league. You talk about the, you know, all the numbers that have been generated are off the charts. So even if you don't like her, or more importantly, you don't like the fans of Caitlin Clark, because that's really, I've come to find out that most people don't dislike the people and players as much as a lot of times they dislike the fans of those people. You maybe don't dislike Dallas Cowboys as a team as much as you don't like Dallas Cowboy fans or Eagles fans or Patriots fans. That's how it works a lot of times. But Caitlin Clark is going to, when it's all said and done, the mere existence of Caitlin Clark is going to create, this is the Andre Johnson contract all over again. Andre's uncle signed a not very good deal with the Houston Texans, and Andre wasn't happy about it the very first year. And Rick Smith, to his credit, went back and went, all right, we got over on your uncle. We'll redo your deal. We don't have to. It's 1 year in, but we'll redo your deal and do something that's fair. The players, the WNBA, really, now that they opted out, the WNBA is going to be like, all right, we thought we got y'all on this one. We've been getting over on y'all for years, but here. Fine, here's a more equitable deal. And Caitlin Clark will have raised the salaries for every woman across that league. Across the league, and it's not even going to be close. So the impact that she's going to have financially for these women to make a living playing their sport is going to be, it's going to be astronomical. And ain't nobody have to say thanks to her. No one said thanks to Tiger Woods, but there's an acknowledgement in the sport. Everyone around golf knew how important Tiger was. That's for sure.
Dawn Staley, when they won the title, acknowledge Clark for what she'd done. Now, this was back in her final game in college, but
yeah.
Even Dawn Staley, the winning coach, made sure she mentioned her. And Aaron Kane's a woman. The agent is a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she's changing it. You're right. She's not the best player like Tiger was, but she's making them the most money, and maybe they can appreciate her a little. I know it's so hard. But first and foremost,
yeah, there should be an appreciation. And once they get to know her at All-Star events, like, she's doing the smart stuff. No, I'm not going to participate in this shootout at the NBA All-Star game. I'm doing it at the WNBA. Those are all smart things. Keep your league first.
Well, what about her not joining the three-on-three and helping all of the players in that little endeavor?
Well,
I would imagine there was some hard feelings there.
Too bad. She's already doing it with the collective bargaining agreement in this. I think this is side money anyway.
For her is the W first, which
smart.
I think that's the message. Hey, I'm a WNBA player first.
It's smart, and you'll see, and she'll have right now. This is pretty normal. There were a lot of golfers, John, you remember this, who didn't really love Tiger Woods when he first came in. They're young, they're brash, they're different. They're given all this attention right up front before they've even done anything. Tiger had a tremendous amount of attention because he was a star from the time he was 3 years old on Johnny Carson. Then was on That's Incredible, and then was, you know, winning at Stanford, and ESPN was featuring him, and Sports Illustrated. And there was jealousy and some of that. But you get over it, and the same thing's going to happen with her. You'll have your Twitter fights where her fans will fight other fans, and it's going to be a dumb thing. But I think WNBA fans will be, and I think the players are going to be, you know, appreciative. You don't have to go up and say thank you, but I think there will be a recognition. But right now they're competing against her. They want to beat her. Y'all think she's the queen and we're the sorry people? You remember how Curtis pushed back when that lady tried to get rid of his bacon?
Yeah.
You know, hey, what the hell's going on here? Bacon is good for me. And she thinks she's the queen and we're the sorry people. And what happened? Then eventually, by the end of wife swap, Curtis was okay with that lady.
It's a good analogy, I think.
Yeah, if you've seen the clips of the show.
Well, only because I love, you know, the sorry people thing. Yeah, right. It's a good analogy in
that way.
Do
you still have that cut? Do you have all the cut by any chance? So in wife swap, when I say that, there's this country ass, really country ass family, right? And they're all good old fashioned, down home, southern white folks, right? They got their refrigerator full of, you know, food that tastes good. This might not
you hover above, rain
not
hell
what
below,
I was asking for, Dell.
Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm
not.
Brett Meyer's going to throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. Ah!
I meant
rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels, keep everybody in bondage.
Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away. It's not what I was referring to.
It is kind of.
I was referring to the show Wife Swap, where a black couple with, I guess they had one child maybe. They must have one child. So they take two moms to switch places with families. And so this, like, college-educated, prim and proper, eat-healthy black mom, she comes over to this down-home southern white
hillbillies.
Family. Yeah, well, I mean, kind of. And then the other mom, and I don't even know what happened with the other mom and the other family. I guess it was fine. I know this, when the black mom tried to come in, and she goes, oh, my God, look what's in the refrigerator. We're getting rid of this, 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 and then she threw away, and there's this little chunky white kid named Curtis, and he just ran the house. They called him King Curtis, and his mom and dad just enabled his little snotty behavior. And they called him King Curtis, and King Curtis immediately had problems. Here's King Curtis talking to – here's a little bit of the wife swap show where we reference she thinks she's the queen and we're the sorry people.
No, I want my bacon. I got to tell you something. Bacon is good for me. This is very
mean. You're going to be going to the grocery store.
She thinks at the Blue she's a smart little girl that she can do whatever she wants. No, that's not how she can do it in our family. She's acting like she's the queen and we're the sorry people.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the same thing. They look at Caitlin Clark as she thinks she's the queen, and we're the sorry people.
Well, in this instance, Caitlin's right.
She thinks she's a smart little girl. I like Caitlin's, how that little white kid was calling a woman.
A grown
who's
woman.
A grown woman who's a smart little. She thinks she's a smart little girl.
Out of the blue.
out of the blue, she thinks she's a smart little girl. And he went and took his bacon out of the trash can and put it back in the
room. Do we have an update on Curtis?
Yeah, he actually chilled out. Yeah, of course. I Googled it immediately, and it's a terrible story. He apparently, chilled out after the show, and he's much more mild-mannered now.
Is he skinnier?
I don't know. I haven't done a deep dive on Curtis for about 3 years. Well, but I wanted him to stay just as sassy as he was and to be a meme. But kids aren't – there's an age where kids are no longer cute, and they're not even good.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, King Curtis –
usually about 14.
That was about 15 years ago the show came out.
Was that long ago?
Yeah. There's a picture side by side of what he is now versus what he was then. You know, he's got a buck in the back of his truck.
Oh, yeah. That checks mm-hmm. out.
He's got the camo shirt on. Yeah. Curtis is what you might think Curtis would be when he grew up.
But apparently King Curtis is not like – he's not super entitled now anymore.
Not as sassy because he's grown up.
Oh, I don't – he did not like a black mom coming into his little country-ass home and trying to throw away
his bacon.
That did not go well with King Curtis. Matter of fact, in the show, he packs his suitcase up. He puts a bunch of stuff in his suitcase and starts pulling his suitcase down the country road like he was leaving. And like every kid who tries to run away, he realizes, this ain't going to work. I got to turn it around and come back. But in the end, everything was fine. And she got them to eat, Triscuits with some Cheese Whiz on it or something. I think that was as healthy as Curtis would go.
All right, let's break. Is he any relation to King Butter? No?
Nope. No relation.
Now you have to explain who King Butter is.
No, I'm not going to.
Time for you to talk about taquerias.
Taquerias Arandas. Are you going for breakfast tacos? I'm not going to eat solid food for 4 straight days. And it makes me so mad because my son yesterday asked me about going to getting a dad. Let's go have those. Remember that fajita steak that they have? Oh, the carne guisada. That's what you're talking about over at Taqueria Sarandas. And yeah, they've got it available for you. And they want you to come in and have some authentic, real refried beans, right? Some Spanish rice, some tortillas, you set yourself up, you cut it up, you cut the carne asada, you make yourself your own little taco, or maybe you just get fajitas, you order the fajitas, or you order shrimp, the stuffed shrimp that they have that is wrapped with bacon. Bacon is good for you, and they've got that available for you as well. There's a lot of different menu items to choose from, whether it's lunch or breakfast or dinner. You're going to find food that is right for you. You're going to find a dish to try for you, but you also want to try some different things out, and they have their Taqueria Sarandas specialties as well, items that they want you to discover. And they put it right there in the specialty item. To me, if they say it's their specialty, you need to try one or two of those items for sure, because you might find something that you love that you've never had before. Authentic Mexican food at very, very reasonable prices. You can still get that right here in the city of Houston at Taqueria Sarandas. Locations all over the city of Houston for lunch, for breakfast, for dinner. Taqueria Sarandas.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
You know what song that is, Dal? You know who's singing it?
Well, I played it. Yes, I do. It's labeled. Yeah. It's Queen, okay. Detroit Rock City.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my first concerts I ever saw. Second concert I ever saw.
You also saw Kiss?
Huh?
You saw Kiss, Knights, and Satan's Service?
Yep.
Everyone said that when we were at school. Yep. You're not supposed to watch Kiss. It's Knights and Satan's Service.
Well, I was there.
What about Wasp? We Are Satan's
I was there
people.
To clean it up. I was there to clean it up.
Wait, why? It is Kiss. Why is this labeled Queen?
Kiss. No, it's Kiss. It's not
I know, Queen. It is Kiss, but it's labeled Queen in the
system.
Does
that sound like Freddie Mercury would sing behind this? No.
No, it doesn't.
It's not. No. It's Kiss.
That's the dude with the tongue, Gene Simmons.
I remember. Someone threw it in there, labeled it wrong.
Ace Frehley. See, I didn't like Kiss when I was a kid, but you had to pick your favorite guy from Kiss, so I was Ace Frehley. Some people were that guy who wore the cat whiskers, and then most people would say Gene Simmons.
Yeah, Gene Simmons was filthy dirty. I liked him. That was my guy.
That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah. The other guy was
Were you Tommy Hearns? Were you Tommy Hearns, Marvin Hagler, or Hagler. Sugar Ray Leonard?
Hagler.
See, I was Hearns. I was a Kronk guy.
No.
Tommy Hearns was my guy. I almost cried when he lost. Like, had there only been 12 rounds, he would have beat Sugar Ray. Then he got knocked out in, like, the 15th or whatever it was by Sugar Ray. Horrible.
Hey, I met Sugar Ray a couple months ago. And there were all kinds of guys there. The only one I wanted to meet was Sugar Ray. That was such a great time. Such a great time for boxing.
It's unbelievable. Sugar Ray. And they fought each other. Like, it was Hearns,
at their Hagler, peak.
Duran, and Sugar Ray. And at their peak, they all just did a roundabout, just scrapped it out.
No, it was awesome. Let's get Gus in here. He wants to talk about economic impacts. What do you say, Gus?
Hey, guys. We've spoken before. We're from Houston, but we have a couple of restaurants out here in Indianapolis. I can definitely tell you that we see more people because where our restaurants are, Lance, you know the city. So we're not directly by Gainbridge. We're in a district called Mass Ave.
Mass Ave is
a little bit
awesome.
Off the ways.
Yeah, you'd like Mass Ave.
Yeah,
that's a really cool spot.
You got to stop by next week, man. You got to come check out the
Italian
spot.
Hit me up on Instagram or whatever, and I'll come by and have dinner there.
Absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, we see a lot more people coming in from really all over the country. Like, obviously, a lot of people from Iowa come in from the Fever games, but just WNBA fans, we see some more impact on those games than we do on Pacer games. But also, I'm sure it's a function of there's less games. And it's newer with Caitlin Clark. And also, you guys got to check out the practice facility they're building for the Fever, like a multi-million dollar practice facility that they're building in the city of Indianapolis. So, and to your point, you know, we also kind of wonder where they get those stats as far as like economic impact. But we definitely see more traffic during Fever games and post Fever games than we see for Pacer games sometimes.
Yeah, I guess that does make sense because you go, especially service industry, food. And liquor, maybe hotels,
yeah.
Because people will come down from, you know, there's spots 30 and 40 minutes outside of downtown, and they may just come down and make a night of it, pregame, postgame. Yeah, I guess that does make some sense for areas like Mass Ave that are right there around the corner.
Gus, what should Lance get when he's there?
What's a what?
What should he eat?
What do I eat?
No, what should Lance,
from
when
your
he
restaurant.
Comes to your restaurant?
Oh. So what's there for Lance to eat? I'm sorry, bud. I can barely hear you. I think
no,
John,
he said,
you're not
he
on
said,
your
what should I,
today.
He said, what should I eat? What should I order when I go to your restaurant?
Oh, yeah, man. So, I mean, obviously we'll have some Master DeBell for you because I'm sure there's still a sponsor. So we have one. One of the restaurants has like 80 bourbons on the wall and 60 tequilas on the other. And then the Italian spot. My favorite thing is the wood oven chicken. We buy a local wood whole chicken. We brine it for 14 to 16 hours, bake it, and then we finish it on the wood oven. With some roasted carrots and a lemon or aioli. You know, we buy pasta from a local, we source it locally, so it's all fresh pasta. So we try to do as much local as we can. It's all chef-driven and stuff. It's right off up Lance's spot, and then, John, you're a meat and potatoes guy, so we have a fine 14-ounce, you know, New York strip that you love, so.
I can go pasta, too, now, okay? Don't underestimate my pasta ability.
Don't put him in a box.
Don't put him in a box, Gus.
The cacio pepe you love in the carbonara is also awesome. So,
do you have Coors Light?
I mean, yeah, of course. Undraft and in a nice can with a cold Blue Mountains tell you when it's perfectly nice
to
drink.
See that, John? You should go watch a Fever game.
I'm coming. I'm going to go to a Fever game, and I'm going to come.
Yeah, and John, there's the sports bars that you like in L.A., they have those here, too, if you want to go to that.
They have, well,
Gus listens. Okay. Gus listens to the show.
I know he listens to the
show.
No, religiously.
I've been listening to you guys. Lance, I used to write fantasy.
Gus, breaking up here.
I think he said he used to get my fantasy football.
Gus is talking about my phone. That's what you get, Gus. That's what you get for talking about my
Gus,
phone.
Gus, what are your two restaurants called if people want to head out there? Since
So actually, you guys actually helped us out because the Traveling Texans came to the Oakmont last year.
Nice.
When the Texans were in town. So one's called the Oakmont, and the other one's called Vicino, which means neighbor in Italian because it's right around the corner.
Yeah, Vicino. Yeah. That's great. Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome, Gus. Thanks for listening to the show, and hey, Hook a brother up, Lance. Get on over there. Get that chicken.
Yeah, you don't have to hook me up. I got a per diem. The NFL will pay for it.
I'll hit you up on Instagram today, Lance.
You got it. Perfect. Well, they'll pay for it up to a certain number.
Well, I like that. I like that you're going to. Well, I didn't say hook you up with free stuff.
He can send something to the table if he wants.
Now, when I go, that'll be different. I don't have an NFL expense account.
Yeah.
Like you. Yeah, I'm not fancy. You have Wendy's account.
I don't. Wendy has Wendy's account. And Wendy spends that and then some. Okay? Okay? You don't understand the whole Wendy situation. No,
both of his restaurants have good ratings.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's great. I love that. That is awesome. He's listening to the show from Indianapolis. I love that.
Yeah, I'll stop in. Indy actually has some pretty decent food. Not that old ratty-ass steakhouse that they claim is the big deal.
Well, everyone sits there and they
get the shrimp cocktail.
Sit at the bar and all the conversations that are had. They're so special.
Now, it is. There's a ton of... It's just, if you are from Texas and you like steaks, you can't go there because their steaks are like choice. They're not even prime. They're choice. They're small. They're not cooked great. They don't have great season. Like, if you're from Texas, just don't even waste your time on a steak. Their whole thing is everyone goes there, all the GM. You see whole teams are having dinners because it's just turned into a thing where you go there and you've got the guys dressed in their little tuxedo serving you or whatever. And then I'm like, yeah, but what about the food? This isn't all that good. What are y'all wasting time here for? What about this? You had the shrimp cocktail? Yeah, they just put way too much horseradish in their cocktail sauce. So it burns your nose up, and that's supposed to be like a cool thing to you. Man, I'm not trying to have all. I'll go to the Oakmont. I'll go to the Oakmont and get a salmon.
Man. All right, let's break it and get news. Oh, the weird in here. But first, a little Gulf Coast Chevy.
Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC. What is going to be your purchase? What is going to be your lease? What is going to be your decision when it comes to finding the right vehicle for you? Well, might I suggest the GMC today? And the GMC heavy duty pickup is something that people are really into right now. And it's at Gulf Coast Chevy GMC, or Chevy Buick GMC. If you're looking for a truck that's hardworking and it's got serious power, the GMC heavy duty truck is for you. And right now, when you buy the GMC Sierra heavy duty Denali model, you are going to get 5.9% APR financing for 84 months for well-qualified buyers. Listen, 84 months allows you to spread the payments out. You're going to keep this thing. You're not looking to get rid of it after 5 years. No, you're going to keep it for a long time. It's a heavy-duty truck. This way, you get the payments lower, which is something that you may be looking for. Now's the time to get to Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton. Pick up your new Sierra pickup truck from GMC and find anything and everything on the lot that makes sense for you. They'll do you a great deal. They'll make it super easy. It'll be a fun experience, not a stressful one. And they'll always make sure to give you the very best trade-in value that you can possibly find. GMC, we are professional grade.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
Stuffed tigers, zebras, and other animals, I mean real animals that have been taxidermy animals, are moving to new homes because of arsenic exposure that forced the close of the South Dakota Museum. Do you want an elephant that has been exposed to arsenic?
I don't want an elephant. What am I going to do with that?
Put it in your front yard.
I got an HOA.
They would love that.
No, they don't even love when they can see your garbage can from the street. They write a letter.
They don't want you to have an elephant? Is that what you're saying? That's so dumb.
They don't want you to have an elephant. If you dare to leave a garbage can exposed to the street, a letter is written. Hey, I know spring has just started. There's a little pollen on your steps. Letter. They don't mess around.
HOAs can be rough. Our first producer, Dell Rusty, he was about close to 5 feet. John, you think he hit 5 feet?
Maybe.
Maybe 5'2".
Maybe 90 pounds.
He's exactly what a jockey looks like, right? So Rusty couldn't have been more different than our show. we were both pretty young. We started the show, and
he was 90.
Rusty was he was probably in his 50s, but was trending towards 80. Well, he looked older than that, and he acted like he was literally an 88-year-old. Rusty would walk around. First of all, he had two things he loved to do: go to Westwood Mall, West Oaks Mall, for Brothers Pizza on a Wednesday.
What?
That was his with his, and then he would bring home a slice for his dog Pumpkin.
He fed his dog pizza.
Yeah, his dog got pizza too, and he would walk around the neighborhood.
Is cheese good for dogs?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Cheese, tomato sauce, and bread.
I don't think that's
not in Dr. Marty's pet food. But he would also.
I'm not sure Pumpkin made it.
I'm not sure either, but I bet Pumpkin had a good slice, though. And frankly, would you want to live to be like 16, 18 years old as a dog, or would you rather live to 14?
They all look miserable at that age.
Yeah, I'd rather live till 13 and eat pizza. So Rusty would walk around his neighborhood. He told us this. He was proud of this. He walked around the neighborhood and just told on people to the HOA. He wrote down violations and snitched on people. That was
snitch.
His, that's what he just liked doing every week, is finding out what he could tell. Just this telling
was,
people.
This was his, that was his entertainment.
Yeah, that was like a Thursday for him. On Thursday, I like to walk around and note any type of problems we have in our neighborhood and alert the HOA. Which sounds like something you would do, if I'm being honest.
Me?
Yeah.
Why do you think I would care enough to do that? You think I want to spend time driving through the neighborhood and telling on my neighbors? I don't care about my neighbors at all.
Seem like somebody who would tell on neighbors.
No, there's no chance, because I would have to care about them to
you
tell.
You seem like a tattle.
That's disrespectful.
Oh, speaking of snitches, did you see here in Houston, apparently when we had the snow, cops were doing donuts in a parking lot, and somebody snitched on them, and they said, what a little snitch, snitching on us.
Don't cops like snitches?
Not when they're snitching on cops.
Well, all's fair.
Yeah, well... That ain't no. You're a snitch if you're snitch. Guess what? That dude better not do anything wrong. I'm just telling you here and now. That dude who snitched, do not get caught by the cops, because it won't go well.
You think the guys who are supposed to protect and serve will find some retribution?
Oh, absolutely.
Will be petty and vengeful?
Yes. There's nothing more vengeful than a dude with a gun. He carries a gun all day. Yep. That's it. We're done. Mopey and Mapes next, right here on ESPN 97.5.
Are you in Phoenix again tomorrow?
Tomorrow and Thursday.
Oh my gosh!
What?
We're gonna have to get that phone closer to your mouth.
No, it's actually worse when he has a headset.
Here it is. How's this? Is that better?
Yeah, actually, that is better.
Yeah, no? The headset was terrible. Now he went without it. Maybe we gotta move that phone, elevate that phone or something.
That's what I do. I elevate it off to the side where you can't see. We'll figure it out.
Well, then I'll do that tomorrow. How's that?
That sounds much better, actually.
Sounds much better.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Well, you didn't tell me.
Actually,
well, I didn't
sounds
know
like
you,
a real
I
show.
Know you were using your phone.
All right. Well, I could just do this all day. That's all.
What there it this? Is. We found a solution.
By the way, I did have to run into all the different salespeople who we threatened to fight. They're all
congratulations. They're all listening.
They're all up here. And Charlotte even goes, see, you won't fight me because I got alcohol. And I said, that's right. Charlotte, I'm not trying to fight you.
EK, Todd, all heard what you guys said.
Okay, let's go. I'm afraid. Brenda, let's go.
Stop threatening the women in the office.
Brenda's great. Brenda's up here every day. I got to.
Stop threatening. Judy just walked by. Stop threatening them.
Judy, you want? Let's go.
There's Judy right there. Judy just stuck her head in.
I said she walked by.
I know. I don't. Not Charlotte, though. I didn't say Charlotte. I didn't say nothing to Charlotte.
Charlotte will get scrappy now.
Oh, no. Charlotte.
We'll start with Charlotte.
No. No. But if Brenda and Judy want some, Chelsea, you can get some, too. Let's go.
You're very brave.
Yep.
John's threatening the entire female sales staff.
Laura Beavers?
What about your boy Dimitri? Are you going to fight the Greek?
No. The Greek is on. No. We're going to oil up, and we'll be on the same team, beating people.
Oil up.
All right, I got to go, guys.
I mean, well, your people, they do have a history.
They do. Time for Allstate Siding and Windows.
Allstate Windows and Siding is how we like to say it. Allstate Windows and Siding. Now's a great time. The weather. Well, so we're about to have a cold snap come through here. I don't know how long it's going to last, but if you got leaky windows, you're going to know. You're going to know, because you're going to feel a breeze somewhere in your house if you're by the window. And
don't worry, it happens to a lot of us. We have the shifting soil because of the clay underneath. And so when it gets wet, when it gets dry, it moves. And what happens is a lot of times it ruins the seal that you have for your windows, especially if it's an older window. Allstate Windows and Siding, they custom fit the windows and custom install them to the measurements of your window. They take it out with no glass breakage, your old windows. They put the new one in. They get it sealed. Your energy efficiency can go up by as much as 60%. And then it adds, new windows adds a level of safety. It adds a level of noise reduction, energy efficiency, and it just looks great. Your home is going to get an upgrade with these windows. They've got big discounts when you order 10 windows or more, which is not a problem because that's the entire house. They have no additional interest rates, no interest rates, no charges for one full year. So you can go same 1 year, same as cash. And that's a way to pay everything off with no additional interest rates for one full year. Get the windows that you love and that you deserve with AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com. Tell them you heard it from Lance Zierlein. Get an additional discount. It's AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.